David Lockington, Grand Rapids Symphony Orchestra music director, is passionate about the music of Richard Wagner. Wagner's work is the focus of this weekend's Grand Rapids Symphony performances entitled Inspired by Wagner. WKAR's Peter Worf spoke with Lockington by phone last week to talk about the art, romantics, music, and this Friday and Saturday's concerts. David says that his orchestra leads off with a Wagner favorite, the famed Meistersinger Overture.
Yes, this is a very grand overture. The climax of which is the climax of this very, very long opera by Wagner, considered to be a comedy. It's absolutely a comedy, but the depth of the relationships that are exposed in this fabulous opera, they're all kind of contained in this. It's actually a pretty long overture. It's weightily scored. It's got the sort of trademark beautiful long line and searing harmonies that we expect from Wagner. And it's really a wonderful way to start the program. The opera is a lot to do with the breaking down of the sort of rules of society, which is exactly what Wagner was trying to do in his work as a composer and even in the way he lived his life, a very free spirit. So it's that tension between the sort of social fabric and revolution or innovation that we see in this opera.
Right. Let's shift and dig more deeply into these ideas of breaking down rules, moving away from convention. This is sort of the hallmark of the opera Tristan and Isolde, and maybe one of the most famous moments in that and so influential in music is this idea of the Tristan chord. David, I thought what I might do here is just play on the piano a couple of just sort of normal chords. And then play the Tristan chord. Can you explore the idea of tension and uncertainty?
Yes, this Tristan chord is quite remarkable. To say that it didn't exist before Wagner would be incorrect, but what Wagner brought to the use of this chord was a destabilization of harmony. When you played those, they were normal chords, and then the Tristan chord. The normal chords, they're sort of like home base. You know, we go away from home, and then we come back again. And that's the journey of most music. It's how long you can stay away from home that's the question. And Wagner, by using this Tristan chord and other sort of destabilizing chords, he's able to stay away from home for, you know, 4 to 6 hours, depending on the opera. It was a remarkable innovation that he brought to harmonic language.
I'm speaking with David Lockington, music director of the Grand Rapids Symphony. They'll be performing a program entitled Inspired by Wagner Friday and Saturday evening, January 30th and 31st at the DeVos Performance Hall in Grand Rapids. Let's talk a bit about the remainder of the program, an arrangement of music by Wagner entitled Tristan and Isolde, which we were just talking about, and also a new composition, in fact, a world premiere by Dalit Warshaw that's called Conjuring Tristan Piano Concerto. Can you give us a few thoughts on that piece?
Well, this came about really quite remarkably. I had wanted for a long time to do a concert version of Tristan and Isolde, and that's not what we're doing on these performances. We're doing an arrangement of the sort of orchestral highlights, you know, beautifully woven together. It really captures the spirit of the love story between Tristan and Isolde, but just with the orchestra. But as I was just thinking about putting this program together, I got in touch with my friend Dalit, whose music I've been performing since she was about 8 or 9 years old, and she's now in her late 30s. I was telling her about my interest in Tristan. She said, well, this is really funny because I'm writing a piece that's based on Tristan. Well, and then she clarified it. She said, it's actually not exactly on Tristan. It's on a novella by Thomas Mann that he wrote in 1903 called Tristan. And this novella is kind of an ironic paraphrase on the sort of heroic love pair of Tristan and Isolde. The characters that he is exploring are, a lot of it happens actually in the sanatorium, so these people that are a little bit mentally unstable, but they have this love relationship. So in a sort of a pre-First World War expressionist environment, Thomas Mann is looking back on Tristan and Isolde. And so Dalit Warshaw has created a sort of a lyrical piano concerto / tone poem that creates this world, a rather expressionist sort of tortured world, a fractured world in many ways, but is constantly drawing in the language and the ethos of Tristan and Isolde. And in fact, there are sort of two extended period, sort of cadenza-like period, where she finally gets to a direct quotation of the opening of Tristan and Isolde from the overture, which includes that chord that you played earlier.
That work, Conjuring Tristan Piano Concerto, a world premiere by the Grand Rapids Symphony Orchestra, coming up Friday and Saturday, January 30th and 31st. Well, I just have to mention, because I was fascinated to also see amongst Dalit Warshaw's talents was the fact that she plays an instrument that every moviegoer knows the sound of, especially from the 50s and 60s science fiction world, but not everybody knows the name of the instrument.
That's right. It's got that wonderful sort of scoopy sound and an ethereal, disembodied quality. But it's got an exotic sort of sound. And it's called a theremin. And Dalit Warshaw is actually one of the foremost performers on the theremin. She also writes for it as well. You know, our own Bill Vitz, our principal percussionist in the Grand Rapids Symphony, he also plays the theremin, and he's shown me, and Dalit has too, you know, how you're essentially manipulating sound in space. You're not touching anything when you're playing the theremin. You're manipulating the pitch with one hand, and you're manipulating the volume with the other hand. And it looks like you're doing some weird sort of mystical conjuring in the air when you're playing the theremin. But the effect is really quite wonderful. It's really a very romantic sound, even though it doesn't have the buzz of an acoustically made sound.
Music of Richard Wagner and Dalit Warshaw on the program Inspired by Wagner from the Grand Rapids Symphony Orchestra. David Lockington, music director. It's Friday and Saturday, January 30th and 31st at DeVos Hall. David, thanks again for an always fascinating and exciting discussion.
Well, thank you so much, Peter. I do appreciate you featuring us on your program. Thank you.
We'll do that again. For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.